Jared Schofield, what's the number one thing Subiaco have to do well if they're to win today?
We just got to be making sure that we compete for long periods. We know that they're going to have their time in the game with momentum and that, but I just think that if we can compete hard enough and long enough, I'm confident in our boys that we can match them. And, you know, obviously it starts in the midfield, but, you know, both teams are very good defensively, so whoever kicks a winning score, obviously, it sounds pretty simple, but I think whoever can take their chances will come away with a win.
That midfield battle, Matt De Boer's been a star for them, 42 votes in the Sandover from 12 games, a phenomenal effort. How do you quell his influence on the game?
Yeah, well, we can't just zero in just purely on him. They've got a quality midfield in general, you know, with the likes of probably a Subin could go through, a Blakely, you know, you got O'Brien, you got Langdon, the list goes on, Mazungu. So, yeah, look, obviously we'll look at a midfield unit to try and quell the influence of Matt De Boer, but yeah, like I said, we just want to compete, and we've been very good in that area all year, and I expect our guys to deliver.
Your ruckman, Wheeler and Delahunty particularly, they give up a fair bit of size, about 8 centimetres each. How do you coach them to give great effort and do what they need to today?
Well, they've got to try and jump as high as they can and, once again, compete. And once the ball hits the ground, they really got to use their assets and their strengths, and that's their second and third efforts. You know, they're great endurance runners as well, and they need to get across the ground. And if they can do that, hopefully we can wear their ruckman out and, bring the ball to ground and be that extra midfielder at ground level.
History beckons for either side today. I mean, Peel Thunder looking to win their first, Subiaco looking to complete a second three-peat in the decade. You were a part of both. Have you spoken about that amongst the group?
Oh, look, it's obviously externally, it's being talked about a lot for both sides, but we set out on a journey in our pre-season in 2015 after winning that flag, and was to create an opportunity for other players that missed out in 2015 to hopefully reap the ultimate. And we've got some new faces that are here today, and our focus has just been purely on winning 2016. Nothing's been spoken about of the three-peat. We can only control what we do today, and that's hopefully winning.
On a personal level, I mean, 9 grand finals, I think it is, that you've been involved in. John Townsend wrote about it during the week. Do you still get nervous? Does it still feel like your first, I guess, here today?
Oh, I thought I was actually a lot better this week leading into the game. But definitely, obviously, I got the butterflies this morning, and, you know, I think that's a good thing to have a few nerves and, you know, make sure that I'm prepared. I feel like I'm prepared as a coach and all our coaches, and I feel like our players are prepared, so if any player came here or coach came here today with no butterflies, myself included, I'd be more nervous.
You got a full dress rehearsal midway through the year when you played them here in round 12 on Domain Stadium. What lessons did you take from that game that you may have looked at during the week and will try to remedy?
Well, we've definitely got to look after the footy a lot better. We turned the ball over in critical areas and they made us pay 3 goals in the third quarter, which was with the game there. And then we made some areas and critical moments in the last 2 minutes of the game, which cost us in the end. So, yeah, you just got to look after the football. Obviously, the dimensions of the ground are a little bit longer. More of a cigar-shaped type ground, and the surface can get a little bit slippery, so we've got to make sure that our footwear is important as well.
Just check that they've got the long stops in, Jared. Best of luck today. Hopefully it goes well for you.
Thanks, Benny.
Cam Shepherd, thanks for joining us on 6PR Football. How are the nerves today?
No, they're really balanced, and we're looking forward to the big day.
How's the group feeling? It's a chance to really create some history for the club.
Yeah, look, our group's feeling really strong and positive. We've come off three champion weeks of footy, and we're really primed and ready to go.
In your eyes, where do you see the battle being won today? Both teams have got solid forward lines and defence and across midfield as well. Yeah. Is it pretty even across the board, do you think?
Yeah, so it's coming back to attitude and intent and I really want. So two very good sides coming together in hopefully a great game.
You said during the week that you feel it's your time. Has the group been sort of composed throughout the week, or was training a little bit jittery, do you think?
Oh, look, we've been really calm and composed during the week, and I think we have a real determination to succeed today.
Do you think it's a fitting end to the season? I think we've got the best team for the whole season, and I think you guys have been the best team during the finals. Is that the way you see it?
Well, hard to go. Subiaco were very good in their final game, so our form's been great. Subi obviously finishing top of the ladder. They finished there for a reason, and, you know, we've been in ripping form.
For the long-serving Peel supporters, how important is to get a win today?
Well, I think that, you know, the Peel supporters have been for so long downtrodden, and they're just really proud that we've made a grand final. The icing on the cake's to win, so we'll be giving our best shot.
Cam, good luck today, and well done.
Thanks,
on getting
mate.
Here.
Good on you, mate.